There is a KPMG report that asserts that with all the focus around modernization and or transformation over the past few years, especially following the pandemic, there is a growing recognition that perhaps employees are feeling exhausted. They're facing one modernization initiative after another, or multiple initiatives simultaneously, and often with competing deadlines and priorities. Now, this is known as digital transformation fatigue, and it's a growing trend as companies grapple to keep pace with constant change. Now, in this podcast for Future CIO, we are joined by Mr. Peter Mann, General Manager for Red Hat, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Macau, to get his perspective on overcoming digital transformation fatigue. Peter, welcome to Podcasts for Future CIO.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
Let's talk about our topic. Why are we seeing digital transformation fatigue?
Okay, this is a very interesting topic, Alan. Before you ask me to come to your show, frankly speaking, I never thought of this term before. When you asked me to join your show today, some of the things I observed in the market started to fall into places. And this term, explained a lot of behavior that I observed in the market in the past 24 months. If you want to talk about digital transformation fatigue, there are a few things I observed that may contribute to this phenomenon. First of all, regarding fatigue, one of the problems I saw in many IT vendors, they are labeling every solution they have as transformational related. Transformation is such a hot term in the past 5 years in the market, and a lot of IT vendors have been overusing it, and the idea of transformation has become confusing to everyone. The second point I thought of is CIO and IT function leaders are also overusing this term to make their initiatives look important in front of their CEO, CFO, COO. One of the biggest reasons is for easier access to resources, including budget, headcounts, and interest from other company leaders. And the first thing I saw was the term digital transformation usually got related to the perception of leadership, change, future, profit generation. And on the other hand, things like business as usual or keep the lights on in IT is easier to get associated with things like cost center, legacy, etc. That's why a lot of people are overusing the term of digital transformation. And I think, this explains why some of the fatigue, surfaces in the past 1 or 2 years.
Can you cite some common signs or symptoms of digital fatigue that you've observed in the markets?
Okay, a few things we observe, especially in the past 2 years. One thing we observe is if we fail to see some initial successes in the transformation processes of the past few years, people start to see a little concern and fatigue around that. Mm-hmm. And for internal digital transformation projects, people are reluctant to change and support new ways of doing things if they don't see the benefits and improve the productivities. And the first thing I can think of is if we see no obvious impacts on revenue and customer satisfaction for external transformation projects. Example, revenue did not substantially increase with new digital engagements with customers. People start to have some concern and fatigue. And lastly, but most importantly, we saw some CEO and CFO are becoming more conservative to invest on transformation projects if they don't have clear ROI projections.
So looking at, again, your experiences dealing with customers in the market, what would you say are the most common causes of digital transformation?
Okay, common causes, Alan. Let's rewind the clock to 20 plus years ago. Remember the time that we have the dot-com era around year 2000? I remember at that time, as long as you had a website set up, it can be a two static pages, read-only things that have an introduction to your company. The stock price of your company would skyrocket overnight. At that time, dot-com is equal to big money, bright future. And are we seeing similar things for digital transformation today? How many companies believe having a project on digital transformation, moving things to cloud, or having an online channel to transact with your customers is equal to big money, bright future? This is something we need to think about. And then the kind of fatigue I saw in the markets are some customers are yet to define their long-term visions on what they want to achieve in digital transformation. In those cases, we see two kinds of behavior. First, they got projects labeled as transformation projects, but some of them become silo projects that they make only very small impacts to the business, to the company. And second, the behavior we saw was that people have wrong expectation from both IT and business users on the ROI of digital transformation. Money has spent on those projects, but what are the outcomes? We see some customers are scaling back on some initiatives, worrying that it didn't provide the expected return or outcome. And remember, real transformation doesn't happen overnight. If you think you can have a single or a few transformation projects and your company will become a quote-unquote tech or software company immediately, we have very wrong expectation here.
So we've talked about what is digital fatigue, transformation fatigue, what are the signs around it, and then common causes as well. Let's go over to proven metrics in terms of identifying and then, as you say, measuring digital fatigue. If you could share with us some proven metrics for identifying and measuring digital transformation fatigue, particularly as it relates to employee morale and productivity, what would they be?
Very quick question, Alan. I think it is important for our customer or the audience to understand how to measure or how to identify digital transformation fatigue. In the past 12 months, I saw a few things happening with some of our customers, and they can serve as good examples to measure fatigue. Number one, some companies scale back their innovation team by combining with other teams, making people feel that their company do not see innovation as their priority anymore. The second, we also see some teams have quite high attrition rates. Some of the CDO, some of the head of innovation team they hired, they only stay in their job for 18 to 24 months and they move on. And the first thing I saw, especially in this year, is less openings on the job markets for roles such as chief digital officer or head of innovation team in the companies. And I think the last point I would like to say is innovation teams need to take care of IT operations sometime after they complete their project. So you can see the roles are starting to get confusing and things are collapsing together into the scope of an innovation team. And we need to understand that those who want to develop their career on IT innovation are those who have a very different mindset than those who handle IT operation or IT security. Those folks want to try new things, do something that no one had done before. Many know how to tap into open source innovations and make use of them. Once they feel that their company do not provide the budget, the trust for them to test their new ideas, people move on. So if we observe this kind of things happening in your company, I think those are good indicators that the team are suffering from transformation fatigue.
Taking on a consulting role, would you be able to pick up some strategies that would help prevent or minimize digital transformation fatigue in the workplace? What would they be?
Alan, I think that's the most important question for today. There are a few things we saw, we observed, and we discussed with the senior IT leaders or even business leaders in the company. There are a few things they shared to us, and there are also things that we advise them to do. Among those, I would like to highlight a few points. The first one is focus on small wins. We want to celebrate with the teams to make them understand the impact they make on business. I want to quote you an example that the CIO from Bank of East Asia in Hong Kong is inspired to start on pilot project assignment to staffs willing to try new things and replicate their successes after they successfully launch a project. And many also invited startups to participate into their transformation projects and comparing to before that only long-time experienced system integrators can get involved in their projects. The second thing we suggest our customer to do is to clearly define roles and responsibilities within the team. Those who need to keep the lights on, please focus to allow them to do what they do best. But for those who need to help to innovate for the company, give them all the freedom to try new things. Don't overlap people's responsibilities. And the third thing I suggest is don't go too aggressive. Launch new initiatives in a meaningful way and timing manner. Yes, change is the new constant and people need to adapt new ways of doing things. But if too many things transformed at the same time, it will only create more chaos, both internally and externally. We need to orchestrate the pace of transformation and experiment things along the way.
Very wise words there, Peter. You brought up the word leaders. Now, so speaking of leaders, what roles does leadership play in addressing this digital transformation fatigue?
Okay, this is a follow-up question from the last question. I would suggest that for leaders in the market, there are a few things they can try, they can do for their team. The first thing I would suggest is set the right expectation for longer-term vision, where they want to bring the team, the company to. Let me give you an example. A very big customer of Red Hat in Hong Kong started their digital transformation journey back in 2017. It was a good 7 years ago, even before the COVID thing. Now, they are fully enjoying the benefits of the transformation, both internally and externally. During the journey, I saw many trials and errors, mistakes being made, wrong technologies chosen, but they have a strong vision and expectation on how they want to transform. Now the whole organization is ready for digital transformation 2.0 and go on. The second point the roles leadership can do is make changes in organization chart. I also saw some companies now separate the CIO and head of innovation roles into two different functions, and both reporting to the COO or CEO directly. This is a very effective way to prevent the burden of business as usual and keep the lights on mindset to affect the ideas of new ways of doing things with the innovation teams. And the first thing we can do is understand that ideas need time to execute and implement. CEO, COO, and CIO also need to make sure that all the transformation efforts are tied up with business plans and needs. Results need to be measured and ROIs need to be monitored and keep tuning things along the way. Leadership team has the responsibility to help reduce the fatigue and renew the focus on digital transformation to ensure the organization can see the benefits of a truly transformed model. Digital transformation is a culture going forward, not a project to complete.
Thank you for that one, Peter. Now, before we conclude with the last question for myself, I would like to ask Melinda if she has any questions for you that she may have deemed interesting following all the dialogue you've shared so far. Melinda?
Yes, Peter. How can employees approach their leaders or CIOs when they experience like transformation fatigue?
This is a very good question. For the employees and staff, they are doing all the heavy lifting, the day-to-day job. We saw that fatigue are actually a very good term to describe what some of them are facing today. I would like to say that, you know, the company leaders need to define an open culture, people that can communicate with each other without a hierarchy. One of the things some of the C-level had already done is they totally changed the organization chart. You can see innovation is not within the IT team anymore. They intentionally doing that. I asked a couple of them why they want to do that. And that is exactly the answers for your question. They want people to be able to share their ideas, their pains, and the fatigue that this term I really appreciate Alan brought up to the senior leaders. So they understand what is going on within the company and make sure that the plans that they have defined and they want to drive are progressing in a healthy way. So in one word, I would say that transparency and also communication.
Into 2024, we anticipate continued acceleration of digital transformation projects, if not just an updating. What steps do you recommend leaderships implement to counter the development or further development of digital transformation fatigue?
We saw some changes behavior with some of our customers in the past 24 months. For example, we see customers scaling back on their cloud migration. I would say that, you know, some of them told us that it is too expensive if they go 100% public cloud. And I also had a few friends, personal friends of mine, who were heads of innovation, decided to leave their position and change their jobs or companies.
Uh-huh.
I think it's time for C-level to think about what is next for their transformation journey. Personally, I believe the time frame for getting your digital channels ready for your customer should be maturing. This includes things like adopting a hybrid cloud model, defining your DevSecOps processes and methodologies, containerize your new applications, and also with all the changes in the market, I also see customers have strong desire to migrate their legacy applications to run on open source platforms. And now, I see the next focus is on AI. This is the real game changer for productivity and how to increase footprints, revenue, and profitability for your business. This looks like it's the focus of digital transformation 2.0 in the next 5 to 10 years. For digital transformation 2.0 to be successful, you need to get a 1.0 ready. You need a platform to develop, to test, and to run your AI models. And you need hybrid cloud to get the most out of your vast knowledge base in AI. And you need edges to power your AI use cases. If you have not finished your digital transformation 1.0 yet, my recommendation is to work on your 1.0 in parallel with your AI projects, which is 2.0. You can see many success stories for digital transformation 1.0 in the market, and you will have a lot of time to catch up. Maybe it's even better now, as you can spend less time to relearn all the mistakes other people have made. When you have your 1.0 platform ready, the AI stuff for 2.0 is the sky the limit. I anticipate we will see the winners, the followers, and unfortunately, some losers in 5 years' time when AI models are getting into actions. One example I would like to bring up here is EV, electric vehicle. You know that EV is a very competitive market and a lot of new players in the market, but I see it is not the hardware that will differentiate the winner or loser, but it is autonomous driving, which is the AI part of things. So this is a very good example for all of us to think about. And lastly, as I said earlier, digital transformation is a culture. It is not a single or a few projects. When it becomes a culture, it becomes something that will keep renewing by itself. Then we don't need to worry about people will get fatigued about it, as it will be like the air, water, and sunshine you need to have every single day.
Peter, thank you for joining us on Podcast for Future CIO.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for inviting me today.
That was Peter Mann, General Manager, Red Hat, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Macau, on the topic of overcoming digital transformation fatigue. You are listening to Podcast for Future CIO. As always, if you have a topic you'd like us to cover on this channel, simply email us at editors@society.com. We'd also like to invite you to sign up for our free weekly newsletter so you won't miss an episode of Podcast for Future CIO. In the meantime, stay safe, have a great day, and see you on the next episode of Podcast for Future CIO. Bye for now.